Well, now continuing with other stories in the top five headlines, the Syrian army says it has gained more ground in its battle against foreign-backed insurgents in several parts of the country. Now, the army has launched operations in the western city of Homs and its countryside, killing a number of Takfiri militants. Syrian troops have also destroyed large amounts of equipment, weapons, and ammunition used by the armed groups. On the outskirts of the capital, Damascus, army units have uncovered a 500-meter tunnel used for militant operations. Now, media sources say computer surveillance equipment, stolen medical supplies, and a workshop for making explosives were found inside of the tunnel. The army also inflicted heavy losses on the insurgents in the Aleppo countryside in the north, as well as the western cities of Hama and Idlib. I'd like to welcome a security analyst and former intelligence officer, Mr. Charles Shoebridge, to the program out of London. Thank you so much for being with us. What do you make of these latest advances? It seems that the Syrian military is continuing to advance, and as they take over areas that were in the hands of the insurgents, always they're coming across foreign equipment, foreign guns, basically that shows that the other side has been heavily supplied from foreign countries. Your take, sir?
Yes, what we're seeing now is evidence actually from the ground in very large quantities that is consistent with and indeed confirms the picture that has been reported for some time. Many people, of course, many analysts have said from the start that this was, notwithstanding this uprising's origins, that within weeks, if not months, of those demonstrations that took place against Mr. Assad's government in the first instance, that this was a revolution, if it can be called that, that was largely exploited by outside forces, particularly those, of course, sponsored by Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and, of course, by the U.S. via allies such as Jordan and Turkey. And, of course, this therefore shouldn't be surprising that large amounts of foreign equipment are being uncovered, and some of it quite sophisticated. It's interesting, of course, that much of this is being found, as you just reported, in underground tunnels. For example, this would give, of course, cover from airstrikes, which have presumably been quite effective against the rebels so far. And I think also reports coming out now that in the wake of this military advance, and let's face it, the rebels have suffered a number of setbacks in the last few weeks, not least, of course, military setbacks, also, of course, the fall of the Muslim Brotherhood government in Egypt can be seen widely as a setback for them. And, of course, it's true to say in the West that there is declining appetite, certainly amongst the ordinary people. Opinion polls show very clearly that there is no support or very little support for Syria's rebels. And perhaps on top of that now, reports coming out yesterday, even confirmed by the pro-opposition Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, based here in the UK, that the rebels are now, in many instances, fighting amongst each other. And in some cases, even some rebels reported, and again, this is by the SOHR, the pro-opposition organization, reported to have been firing on anti-rebel demonstrations in places such as Homs.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Charles Shoebridge, security analyst and former intelligence officer out of London.